This is a serious matter. You see, global warming may reach such level that most of these rivers will dry. Tibet, usually, you see, consider roof of the world, and a major river come from Tibet. Now, eventually, Tibet become like Afghanistan.
All our world leaders claim that they are acting on climate change. They all say that they are doing something to make this better. Do you think they are failing?
It is our duty make clear the global warming. The big nations should pay more attention about the ecology. I hope, you see, those big nations who spend a lot of money for weapon, war, I think now turn their sort of resources should be the preservation of climate project.
You have a very funny suggestion for how we can make world leaders understand the crisis of climate change in this book. You suggest we lock them in a room and pump carbon dioxide into it.
You see, people who have as a luxury sort of style life, then in a room without proper oxygen or these things, then very difficult.
Do you think people in democratic countries should use their votes to try and help the climate and to stop climate change?
Now, I think firstly, United Nations should take more active role in this field. The today's world, not like previous time, we're heavily interdependent.
But you say that you would vote green. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, green. If I join some party, I would like to join Green Party. So their idea, very good, very good.
How do you think people should change their lives on a day-to-day basis?
Through education, should teach student taking care about the environment is ultimately taking care of yourself. Too much sort of selfish thinking. You face more problem, more altruism. You get more benefit. That's very, very clear. Self-centered attitude creates fear, doubt, anger. Basically, we are the same human being.
Can I ask you more broadly now about the situation the world finds itself in with coronavirus? How do you think people should adapt to living with this virus and change the way they're living?
Oh, that is really now a serious matter. Whole world, many doctors and nurses, even some cases, sacrifice their own life. So I very much appreciate. Then, my own side, I just sort of some mantra recite for this illness. But then, prayer alone, not sufficient. One Indian guru, scholar, says, if there is way to overcome, no need worry. If there is no way to overcome, then no use too much worry. So our human life, there is beginning, so end, definitely come.
Your Holiness, if you could change the world any way you want, how would you change it?
No. I just appeal. You see, according to my belief, we need a concept of oneness of 7 billion human beings. Because we, you see, too much sort of, emphasis, my nation, their nation, and my religion, their religion, they're really causing all these problems, even today.
And do you think you can live peacefully with China?
Oh, yes, definitely. Now China, the reality, I think the biggest Buddhist population now in China.
Is it really possible that you could be the last Dalai Lama?
That's up to people. My concern is I should be, as long as I live, it should be some useful to help other people. Then after that, not my business. So my next life, I may be born in on Moon or Mars.